Okay, the next speaker is Coretta Chi from Desert Research Institute.
Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity to present my research today. I will present on the spatial variability of air and water permeability for a watershed in the Sonoran Desert. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors from DRI, Todd Caldwell, who assisted in the fieldwork and analysis, and my postdoc mentor, Dr. Michael Young. In order to obtain reliable results from watershed models describing different hydrological processes, models rely on the quality and quantity of input data characterizing soil properties. A common practice to predict surface runoff is to convert the NRC hydrologic groups into curve numbers, and that can be used in rainfall runoff models. However, site-specific data is often lacking and are not measured. Recently, Young and others at DRI developed a rapid method to characterize desert watershed by using geomorphic mapping as a way to represent the spatial distribution of soil hydraulic properties, measured in the field using tension infiltrometers and rainfall simulators. This method has been applied to a number of field sites in Nevada and California deserts. The major advantages of this approach is that it's efficient, it's easy to use, and it has a high level of predictability of the soil properties. The spatial distribution of soil hydraulic properties can be better represented with this approach because of the correlation of soils with geomorphic context is fully considered. Finally, the measurement of air permeability was added to the suite of soil physical and hydraulic property measurements in this watershed characterization in this research. Measurements of air permeability are useful both directly to assess gas phase movement through soils as well as indirectly as a means to estimate saturated hydraulic conductivity. Air permeability is defined as the ability of the soil to predict or to transmit air through interconnected airfield pores under an imposed pressure gradient. Like saturated hydraulic conductivity, air permeability is a function of moisture content, pore size distribution, and pore geometry. Quantification of air permeability can also be important for soil vapor extraction methods and for providing optimal aeration in agricultural practices. Air permeability is also a viable alternative to water and texture-based methods that we're used to as a way to rapidly map saturated hydraulic conductivity. Research by Lowell in 1999 established a correlation between log air permeability and log saturated hydraulic conductivity for agricultural soils based on ex situ air permeability measurements. The ability to assess saturated hydraulic conductivity quickly without the need to apply water offers practical advantages over more cumbersome and time-consuming direct measurements of this property. The objectives of this research is to quantify the spatial variability of in-situ air permeability, which were measured alongside in-situ saturated hydraulic conductivity on different geomorphic units in a desert watershed. Secondly, to compare measured in-situ air permeability with in-situ saturated hydraulic conductivity and compare that relationship with the previously established relationship by Lowell and others that was established for agricultural soils using ex-situ measurements. And then finally, to use geomorphic units to map the soil physical and hydraulic properties in a desert watershed. The targeted watershed is Rainbow Watershed, which is located in Maricopa County, immediately southwest of Phoenix, Arizona. The watershed is approximately 50 square kilometers and contains 8 geomorphic units. From an active wash, QF5, to alluvial terrace and to younger to older fans, QF3 to QF1. There's also older alluvium and a small percentage of Piedmont, which is shown in dark green, and also the mountain highlands shown in purple. Thus, for this particular research, we focused on the areas that had significant aerial percentage of the watershed. And so we focused on the older alluvium and then the alluvial fans QF1 through QF5. So these are some pictures of the soil that we worked with. The oldest unit, QOA, is an older alluvium located in the steeper slopes. And it consists of discontinuous deposits of gravel and cobbles that forms a moderate to strong desert pavement. And it's underlain with a silty A horizon that has vesicular pores. And then underneath that is a moderately rubified cambic silty sand horizon. The oldest alluvium fan, QF1, also has a moderate to strong desert pavement with AV and silty sand horizon. It has a strong to moderately subangular blocky structure. QF1, however, is often dissected by active washes. As the fans get younger, the soils loses the strong desert pavement and the structure. The soil physical properties that the soil physical properties that were characteristic of this watershed was that we had basically two groups. You had the alluvial fans that had a lower bulk density, and then the wash which had a much higher bulk density. The most of the fans were primarily of sandy loam. And there wasn't any significant difference in the content of sand or silt for this group, but we noticed that as the fans got older, there was an increase in the percentage of clay. And in that, there were particular groups. So there was three groups, QF5, which is the active wash, and then QF4, and then finally, the older alluvial fans, QF1 to 3, as well as QOA. For the 6 geomorphic units, we had 3 fill sites on each unit, and we used a mini disc tension infiltrometer, which had a diameter of 4.5 centimeters to measure saturated hydraulic conductivity, and then we also used an air permeameter with a diameter of 15.2 centimeters to measure air permeability. At the site, we had a 3-meter transect where the KS and the saturated hydraulic conductivity and the air permeability were measured in parallel. The spacing was 50 centimeters for 8 measurements. In addition, we also had measured other air permeability measurements within a 200-meter radius of the site. And then for the tension infiltrometer, we used pressure of -6, -3, and 0 centimeters of water. For the analysis, we used the Whiting's equation, to estimate KS along with the Gardner exponential function for the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. And then for the air permeability, we use Darcy's equation and the Joubert and Dane to account for the flow divergence for the in-situ measurements. And then finally, we used the Lowell et al. 1999 equation, which relates the air permeability to the saturated hydraulic conductivity. So the results show that the geometric average for the air permeability for each geometric unit showed that for the active wash, we obtained the highest air permeability. And this was for the most coarse and the least structured of units of all. And then for the older alluvial fans, there was a small range in the air permeability from 4 to 12 micrometers. For these alluvial fans, air permeability increased with age, and the oldest unit, QF1 and QOA, had the highest permeability of these alluvial units. For the saturated hydraulic conductivity, we found that there was two significant groups. There was the active wash and then all the other alluvial fans. Like air permeability, the saturated hydraulic conductivity was the highest in the active wash, about 41 centimeters per hour. And for the finer, more structured soil of the older alluvial fans, QOA, we had the lowest saturated hydraulic conductivity, which was 2.5 centimeters per hour. The active wash also had the highest alpha, but for the older alluvial fan, the alpha was similar to the other alluvial fans of that group. A comparison of the percentage of coarse sand and the log air permeability showed that there was a correlation such that as air permeability, as the percentage of coarse sand increased, air permeability also increased, showing that there was flow through the larger pores, which is what we would expect. To investigate the accuracy of the Lowell et al. Predictor for in-situ measurements, we compared the saturated hydraulic conductivity that we measured to the one that was predicted using the Lowell based on the in-situ air permeability measurements. And we found that there was little sensitivity to the very low air permeability measurements, and there was no range for the saturated hydraulic conductivity for QF3 and QF4 in particular. However, the predictor was the most accurate for the active wash. Although the Lowell relationship was developed for structuralist agricultural soils using ex-situ measurements, the predictor worked best for the active wash. And for the older alluvial fans, and they were within reasonable accuracy of plus or minus 1.3 orders of magnitude, which is the 95% accuracy. However, the predictor didn't work well for the younger alluvial fans, QF3 and QF4. So the air permeability that we used, that we measured, was used to estimate the average saturated hydraulic conductivity. And for the alluvial, the older alluvial units and the active wash, we would find it to be a good estimator, but not for QF3, but it does give us a ballpark estimate. So in conclusion, the variability of air permeability in Rainbow Watershed was small, and the significant units that were distinct were the older alluvial fans and the active wash. As a result, these alluvial fans can be grouped from older to younger and characterized accordingly. Also, the Lowell relationship, KA-KS relationship, worked best for the active wash and older alluvial fans. And for this reason, site-specific relationships may be needed for deserts and non-agricultural soils. Finally, the use of geomorphic units to map soil physical and hydraulic properties using the tension infiltrometer and air permeameter is promising. I'd like to acknowledge the funding by U.S. Army Corps of Engineers of Maricopa County, and that's it. Thank you.
Maybe one quick question.
I think it was because the lateral flow, once it reached through the AV horizon, saturated that, it was able to flow much quicker. So there was a difference in the type of fluid that was used for that situation.
Thank you.